We are learning Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from two dots. It says in our Mishnah that an Isha that was brought out to be killed, after she dies, her hair is mutter bahana. You'll have a benefit from her hair. But a behemoth that got killed, you can't benefit from anything about the behemoth. Zok the Gemara. V'amai, how are you allowed to benefit from a dead person's hair? Asurianoninu. The halacha is that you're not allowed to be nena, you're not allowed to benefit from any part of a dead person. It says in the pasuk that Thomas Sham Miriam, we learn Sham Sham from Egla Rufa, that anything about the vase is asur bahana. It's asur bahana. V'amai, asur bahananin. How can you nena from her hair? How can you benefit from her hair? It's asur bahana. And for the Gemara, Amarah, Be'meres, Tnu, Sari, Labiti. She says before she dies, I want my hair to go to my daughter. If she says, give my hand to my daughter, does that work? No. It's asa bahana. It makes sense what she says. And for the Gemara, you're right. Everything about her is asa bahana. Here, we are talking about something else. Amar Rava, or Amar Rava, Peya Nachris. Talking about she had a sheitel. She had a fake hair. Someone else's hair that she put on, she attached her own hair to make her hair look nice. So that is mutter bahana after she dies. But it's only if she says, give it to her daughter. If not, it'll taka be asa. The more says time, or the amratnu. That's only if she says, give it to my daughter. Halloy amratnu. If she doesn't say, give it to my daughter, then even the payanachris, even the someone else's hair that's attached to the hair is gufa hu, it becomes part of her gufa mitzer. It's asa bahana. It's also the benefit from that. But bahamabayale rabbi yisir rechanino. Isn't that a shayla of reisir rechanino? The bayi reisir rechanino. The halach is, in the ear and a dachas, everything is, all the people get killed who did Avodah Zarah, and everything's asa bahana. Even the tzidkaniyas and tzadikim of the city, even though they're saved, but their possessions also get burnt and asa bahana. So what about a lady who had a sheitel? So the shayla, sar noshim tzidkaniyas mahu. Vama rava, what's the shayla? Pei nachos kama barile. What the clara is, the sheitel of the noshim who did not do Avodah Zarah, does that get confiscated or not? So here it's mashma by us that if it's attached to her, it becomes part of her. So here it should not be a tzad of ir adachas. Here it's mashma that's also bahana because the peyanachris is part of the isha. So by ir adachas, she should be able to keep that and it shouldn't be burned together with the ir adachas. So the Gemara, that shayla about burning for ir adachas, the tali of a sichsa, the sheitel's hanging on a peg, hanging on the wall. Here it's attached to her, lakuli alma, it's part of the isha, and if she dies with it, it's asa bahana. And the only time you're allowed to give it to her daughter is time with amra tnu. She doesn't say, give it to my daughter, gufahu, it's part of her guf, umitzer, it's asa bahana. Frekti Gemara. Kashaler of Nachum by Yitzchak. How can you say our Mishnah is talking about a peyanachris, which is a foreign object attached to here? But dumi de behema ketani. It says in the same Mishnah, dumi similar to a behema. Ma hasam gufe, just like by behema, means the actual behema of mutter or asa bahana. Av hachanami gufa. He also means the actual here. It doesn't mean her peya nachris. Zach the Gemara, Ram Nachman. Zu misasa israsa. Vezu gemar adina israsa. Rav Nachman says, he argues, but it's only real here. We asked, Suri Hano. It's a Suri Hano that we said everything about him is Suri Hano. That's not fair. That here is not Osir Bahano. And it's not Doimata Bahima that you killed that's Osir Bahano. Because a Isha, Misasa Isra, so only things that die. And here doesn't die. It does not change after death. But Bahima, what makes it Osir Bahano is not the death. What makes it asa bahana is the pasuk is a bala sharnaki. You now be nena from the behemah. So anything about the behemah, including the here, you can't be nena from. By isha, it's the actual death that makes it asa bahana. Here doesn't die, and therefore here is mutter bahana. That's what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, and he argues on the other man the yama. He argues. He holds. He doesn't have to pay nachris. Our mishnah means real sa'ar is mutter bahana. And other rishonim have other ways of learning the gemara, but we're teaching like Rashi learns the gemara. Something more about the Tanya Kavas Tanya Tony Leva Levi Kavasi the Rav and Tony Leva Kavasi Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Each we have a machloek to say Rav Rav Nachman Yitzchok. If here is also bahana, it's a machloek. We have brisa to each one supporting each side. Tony Leva Kavasi the Rav. The brisa says like this: the each judge laharik, each is going to die. But I'm not through sari lebiti. Give my hair to my daughter. Noisnim, you give it. May say noisnim. Why? Because I may also bahana. pshita. Of course, meis asa b'hanah, it's pashut. Ella, which why do I have to speak that out? El shenoye ha-meis asa b'hanah. If we know for sure that the word is asa b'hanah, so why does it speak it out? The must be saying is that even noye ha-meis, even peya nachos is asa b'hanah. And therefore it says, the mepnei, to teach us that it's not mamish to hear, it's the noya hameis, even the peyanachr is osa bahana. So here we have a braisa that even a foreign here is osa bahana. Tanya kofas yirav nachma yitzchok, ishu meisa, nena vasari, yalai v'nena v'le here, v'hema shenarga asura bahana, ma hefesh v'n zelazel, what's the difference between v'hema and isha? Zu misa so yisura, so this misa makes it osir, and here it doesn't die. Zug Maradin Yisrael, and this Maradin Yisrael, so this is a riot, the second Mardi Yama. So at the end of the day, Fi Rash, we have Machlekes, if the here is Osir Bahano. Now it's Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman Bayitzchak. Lamais in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that, of course, here is always Osir Bahano, and even the accessories, the Noya HaMeis, HaMechabar Megufoy, I'm reading the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, going Peyanachris, Kyoitzabai is all Osir Kamei HaMeis Atzmai, it's all Osir, even Peyanachris. And that's only Bistam. But if you say, I'm going to give it to my daughter, then the Peyanachris is Mutta. But he ends off the Shulchan Aruch, I'm a Sari Mamish, I feel him Tziva Lov, if you give a commandment, Osir Bahana, it's Osir Bahana. You're not even Nena from her here at all. You can't be Nena from her at all. Yeah, look at the Gemara Vaita. So that's the end of the parak. Hadner aloch akol ma'arichim. New parak. We're starting now the second parak of Masechtos Arochin. We know in by erichin, the smallest amount of erichin is 3. The amount, the strongest, the most amount is 50 shkolim. 3 is for 1 month old till 5. A lekeva is 3, and 50 is for a man, a male between 20 and 60. You can't have erich in less than a sela or more than 50. Sela, ketzad, how do you have sela? We said the minimum is 3. You know what the case of sela is? The case is where he doesn't have so much money, then Bezdin evaluates him, and if he's very, very poor, he only has to give a sela. Ketzad, nosan sela, let's say he gave a sela, beheshir, and then he became richer afterwards. He doesn't have to give anything. Because when Bezin says that the person's poor, so then he's yotze with a seller. But let's say he was very poor, he couldn't afford a seller. Pachas v'seller. V'hesh, he didn't get rich. Then he has to give noisa chamishim seller. He has to give 50 seller. You know why? Because he never was mekayim the erichin. Because he never gave the one seller. He never came the erichin. So he still has a chayiv. So once he got rich, he has to give 50. If he already paid one seller, then he's fine. Because he's yotze while he was poor. He doesn't pay again. But if he never paid up the seller, then when he gets rich, he has to pay 50 seller. Let's say they evaluated him, he only has 5 slum to his name, and he has to really pay 50. So should he give 1? He can't get 50, so maybe he gives 1. Or he gives whatever he has. That's the machlokes. Let's give 1. Let's give the whole 5. Whatever he has. And the Mishnah ends off with the same klal again. There's no erech in less than a sela, and nothing more than 50, and the Gemara will explain what will be marba with that. Talk to Gemara. Ein be'erich and pachas masela. There's no erich in less than a sela. Talk to Gemara. How do we know? What's the makar for this halacha? Talk to Gemara. The chiv v'chol erichah yir v'shekel akayish. All erichah should be v'shekel akayish. Kol erichim shat amayrich lo yipkus v'shekel. Any erich that you do shouldn't be less than a shekel. Lo yasa chamishim shloim. The chiv chamishim. Like pasuk says chamishim. We know it's not 1 of 50. Then we had a machlekes ramei and rabbanon. If they evaluated being very poor. But he has 5 shkolim. Should he give 5 or should he give 1? So it's machlokes. My time with the Rameo. What's Pshat Rameo? It says he give 1. So Rameo says, Ksiv chamishim, v'ksiv shekel. It says either 50 or it says when he has no money, it's a shekel. So oy chamishim, oy shekel. Either it's 50 or a shekel. What's his business of 5? He can't afford the regular price to go to a shekel. Rabbanon. That the shekel, the pasuk shekel teaches like this: the chol erech shatamarach leipukusim a shekel. It can't be less than a shekel dasa. But heichid the islay, if he has a little more, I'm a crash. Tasa get out of neider. Whatever the neider can afford. Very other meseges. This is what he can afford. He can afford 5, so he gives 5. Very meyer. No, who yada neider loyda neider. That when you evaluate the person who made the neider, not the person who is the subject of the neider, which. You have to know what the chiddush is. Of course, you evaluate the person who made the neder. The person has to pay the neder. Why would you evaluate the subject? But Taisus deals with this, and it's a shvarik concept. But there may be a xeris kasev. But either way, there will be a havamina that if they evaluate the yad hanidur, the subject of the neder, kamash v'lon ashtasig yodai, that's the noida, ashtasig yodai noida. So the Ramei who yad noida v'al yad noida also Rabbana lava meila sham. You know, don't once you know the pasuk says ashtasig yad noida, teach us the noida. Lamaisa says tasig yodai, tolin hesig yad, tolin how much you can afford. Rabbana lava meila sham. You know, the heichad yodai meseg, ashagamane, whatever you can afford, you have to pay. So this is the machlokes from Meir and the Rabbanim. Zok to Gemara Vayter, Omer of Ada Bar Ahava. I think we're going to stop over here, and we'll continue from here tomorrow. Omer of Ada Bar Ahava.